Let us pray.
让我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you so much that we have this privilege of opening the scripture together.
慈爱天父，我们感谢你，你给我们这样的权利，能来读你的话语。
But Lord, we so much depend upon you to give us understanding and to speak to our hearts.
主，求你，我们只能靠着你，求你给我们聪明智慧，实在能读得明白你的话语。
We are committing this time to you that you would work, that you would speak, that you would encourage us.
主，我们将以下时间交托仰望在你手中，求你来帮助我们，求你来对我们说话。
We can receive nothing if it doesn't come from you.
如果不是从你而来的，我们不能得到什么。
So Lord, we pray your anointing upon us for speaking, for translating, and for hearing your word.
主，求你高讲的、翻译的和听的，实在是我们能领受你的话语。
We thank you and bless you.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
We magnify you for your great faithfulness.
主，我们真的是谢谢你的恩典。
We bless you in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, my thought is to read the epistle of Paul to the Galatians.
我今天的负担就是要读加拉太书。
And when there's opportunity, just to go through this letter step by step to understand it.
我们今天有机会来读这本书，一卷一卷的读，一章一章的读。
Is this an important letter?
这是一封很重要的书信吗？
It is an important letter.
是非常重要的。
You know what Martin Luther said about this letter? Martin Luther.
哦，你知道马丁路德什么说这卷书的吗？
He said, the epistle of Paul to the Galatians is my epistle.
就是保罗对加拉太人的
It's mine.
就是他自己对他们的一个负担。
He said, I'm married to it.
就是有好像就是
And he, more than even the letter to the Romans, this letter spoke a great deal to him.
所以对比罗马书，这个加拉太书对马丁路德来说能有更加重要。
It's a short letter.
是加拉太书是一封很短的书信。
But its teaching is very clear.
但是它里边的教导是非常清晰的。
So let us have a look at this letter.
让我们来读一下这个书信。
Let's read the first five verses.
我们读第一章的前边五节。
Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father.Who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
就加拉太书一章一到五节，做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神和一切与我同在的众弟兄，写信给加拉太的各教会，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要叫我们脱离这罪恶的世代，但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
So this is Paul's introduction to the letter.
这是保罗对这封信的一个介绍。
But why is he writing this letter?
他为什么会写这封书信？
He's writing it because the churches in Galatia have been invaded.
他写这封书信是因为加拉太书当时加拉太教会当时的一些情况。
In all of this region,After Paul had preached the gospel, other people have come in and are teaching things which are not true.
当保罗去加拉太传福音的时候，建立教会之后，后来又有另外一群人进去教导了一些不正确的真理，不正确的东西。
And people have believed these untrue teaching.
当时呢，加拉太教会弟兄姐妹就相信了这些不正确的教导。
So in verse 6 he says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ.
所以在第六节保罗就讲到，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的从别的福音。
Now this letter may be the earliest letter of the New Testament.
这封书信可能是在新约当中是最初的一卷书信。
It was written in about the year 48.
大概在主后48年的时候写的。
So that's like, the Lord Jesus died in the year 29 or 30.
所以应该就是在主耶稣回天家去天家升天之后的一段时间。
So this is only a short period of time.
所以说是非常短的一个时间。
And Paul had preached the gospel to these people.
使徒保罗就向加拉太当地的人去传福音。
But very soon they were turned aside.
所以很快的就
So this letter has a particular tone.
所以这封书信保罗用了一个很特别的一个语气。
It's angry.
非常的愤怒。
This is quite an angry letter.
所以说这是一封带有一些怒气、愤怒的一封书信。
Because Paul is grieved that they have turned aside from the pure gospel.
因为保罗就里边很苦，因为加拉太当时的教会的弟兄姐妹就从远离了真理。
So he says some very hard things in this letter.
所以他里边用的语气比较强硬一点。
Now we might ask the question, well, they turned aside, but is this relevant for us?
我们可能会有这样的问题，那加拉太教会他们当时离开了偏离了真理，那跟我们现在有什么联系关系呢？
Because when we read this letter, we find that the people who were leading them astray were leading them into Jewish practices.
所以我们读这封书信的时候看到，当时在教会的当加拉太教会的长执，他们是把加拉太人引向犹太传统的一个方向。
Well, we're not Jewish.
我们不是犹太人。
Nobody is teaching us Jewish practices.
当中也没有人教导我们犹太人的一些风俗传统。
So is this relevant to us?
这对我们有什么联系呢？
Why would God put into the scripture a book which is Well, you know, maybe it doesn't suit us at all.
为什么神会把这个加拉太书放在圣经当中？那可能这本书跟我们现在都没有什么特别的联系。
But it does.
但是实际上它是跟我们有很大联系的。
Because there are only two, how shall I say this? There is only one Savior.
我该怎么说呢？就是我们只有一位救主。
There's only one Savior.
只有一位救主。
And all the religion in the world has one thing in common.
世界上所有的宗教都有一个共同点。
There is no Savior.
There is no Savior.
In the religion of the world.
在其他宗教里边没有救世主。
All there is your effort and your work to be right somehow with God.
就是其他都除了基督教，其他所有宗教都是共同点，就是要靠着自己的德行、自己的行为去跟神，他们所谓的神有一个什么一个关系之类的。
How can you be right with God?
这个在神面前，怎么可能是对的呢？
How can you be assured that when you die, you will live?
你怎么能确定？你百年之后你是在能到神那边呢？
The answer in all of the world is, well, it depends upon what you do.
世界上其他宗教 给你的答案就是，这个是根据你在你活着的时候你的行为 而定的。
There is no savior.
没有救世主。
It's up to you.
完全是靠着你自己。
How did you behave?
你怎么你在活着的时候你是怎么样
Were you good?
你是个好人吗
How good were you?
有多好
More good than bad?
好多一点然后坏的少一点吗
That's all there is in the world.
这世界上他的教导就是这样，整个世界。
But in the gospel of the Lord Jesus,
然而在主耶稣的福音当中
there is a savior,
我们有一位救世主
and there is a way of salvation which is totally different.
我们有一条路是跟世界上所提到的是完全不一样的。
And in this letter, Paul is defending and proclaiming that way of salvation.
所以在这本书当中，保罗就是为着这个救恩的道路去做去做来论证这个
Let's very first of all very quickly an overview of the letter
我们很快的大概看一下这本书。
The people who were teaching the Galatians didn't only attack Paul's message.
当时教导加拉太人的那一帮人不单单攻击保罗所教导的。
They also attacked Paul.
他们还要攻击保罗。
And they said Paul is not really an apostle.
他们说保罗不是真正的使徒。
Paul is second rate.
保罗是属于第二等的。
He's not like the twelve.
他不像最初的十二使徒一样。
You don't need to listen to Paul.
所以你们不需要去听保罗所教导的东西。
So in this letter, Paul in the first two chapters largely defends his authority as an apostle.
所以在这本书的前面两章，保罗就是去怎么去去说明他是使徒，是跟十二位使徒是一样的一个职分。
Then in the next two chapters, he teaches the essence of the gospel. He teaches what the gospel is.
所以在第三、第四节，保罗就讲到了福音的真正的福音，什么是才真正的福音。
And in the last two chapters, he shows us how we should live.According to the gospel.
所以在这本加拉太书五六章保罗提到我们该怎在世该怎么样按着圣经去生活。
Now when we use the word gospel,
所以当我们用到这个词福音
I'm not speaking about that message that simply you would take to an unbeliever.
我所这里我用的福音不是说我们是向没有信的人所传讲的那个福音。
Because the gospel is much bigger than that.
因为福音不是单单只是包括这部分而已，它比更大。
When we refer to the
Sorry.
It's a very bad thing for me to step on the translation.
这个不用翻译。
The gospel is big.
福音实在是太大了。
The gospel is huge.
非常非常的大。
The gospel is the good news.
福音就是好消息。
And it's all that is on God's heart.
都在神的心意当中。
The gospel is not some small thing.
福音不是一个很小的一个事情。
But the gospel is the eternal purpose of God.
福音是神里边一个永远的，在他里边一个永远的心意。
So we believe the gospel.
我们相信这福音。
We embrace the gospel.
我们也很宝贝这福音。
We need to live by the gospel.
我要去靠着福音。
We want to proclaim the gospel.
我们要去也是宣扬我们。
And we want to proclaim the gospel to the believers as much as to the world.
我们这个福音不单单是要向信的人，也要向不信的人。
So let us understand that this is the gospel of God.
这才是神的福音。
This is what God has done.
这是神为我们所做的。
In all the world there is religion.
所以在世界上有很多的宗教。
And all the religion is of man.
所有的宗教都是靠着人。
It is man saying, reaching up to the heavens, trying to understand.
其他宗教都是尝试的去跟他们所谓的神看怎么达到他们所谓的神那里，然后怎么样靠自己去做。
It is man saying, I think you should live like this.
这是人自己所想出来的，他们觉得我们应该那样子去过生活。
I think you should obey these rules.
或者想，我想你们应该去顺服这样的教导。
Or I think you should perform these ceremonies.
你们可能要做这样的事情，那样的事情。
But the gospel is God acting in the world.
福音是神的工作，他在地上的工作。
It is what God has initiated, what God has begun.
是主，是神所开始的。
It is His work.
是神的工作。
It is what He said He would work.
这是他所主所讲的，他会在当中来做。
It is what the prophets spoke of as something that was coming.
这是旧约先知所讲到的，提到的要来的福音。
From the beginning, the prophets were looking forward to this act of God.
所以在旧约当中，那些先知看到了未来，这福音将会临到外邦。
And in the Lord Jesus, this act was seen.
所以通过主耶稣，我们看到了这个福音。
So this is the gospel.
这个是福音。
And this is the message that Paul is defending.
这个是保罗去所要去跟不攻击他人去立理俱增的福音。
Again, is it relevant to us?
再回到那问题，这跟我们有关系吗？
It is.
跟我们有非常大关系。
Because even though we are believers in the Lord Jesus,
即使我们现在是信主的人，
and even though we meet week by week,
即使我们每一周都来都有聚会在这里。
And even though we sing many wonderful hymns,
尽管我们唱了很多很好的诗歌。
How easy is it for us to slip away from that pure faith in him?
我们还是很容易一个不小心就远离了这个纯正的福音。
How do we know when we've slipped away?
我们怎么知道我们远离了福音呢？
I have three signs, three indicators that we have slipped.
有三个东西我们可以做来参考的。
The first one is we feel guilt.
第一点，我们有罪恶感。
We feel I have failed.
我们感到我们失败了。
The second one is we don't have joy.
第二点，我们没有喜乐。
The third one is we can't worship.
第三点，我们不能敬拜。
But in Christ, in Him,
在主里边，
there is fullness of joy.
满了喜乐。
There is every reason to worship.
我们有千万条理由我们要去敬拜神。
And there is a clear conscience.
这是非常清楚的，在圣经当中。
This is a heart matter.
这是我们心。
And this is why the gospel must be known and heard and understood.
这就是为什么福音我们要听到，要明白。
Let us turn to the epistle.
让我们翻到
Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia.
加拉太一章一二节，做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神和一切 与我同在众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会。
Why does Paul insist upon defending himself as an apostle.
为什么保罗要在这里陈述他是使徒呢？
You know, if any of us were to go around saying, I am an apostle,
如果说我们去那个地方说我们是使徒，
you would think, well, this is very proud.
你想这是一个非常一个值得、骄傲的事情。
But Paul insists that he is an apostle.
所以保罗这里提到他是使徒。
And that he is appointed by God.
而且是借着神是被神指定为使徒的。
He's not a messenger of man.
他不是人的使者。
That's what he means when he says not from men.
所以他这里提到不是由于人。
Nor through man. He wasn't appointed by man.
也不是借着人，也不是人指认他为使徒的。
But he is an apostle through Jesus Christ.
乃是借着耶稣基督而成为使徒的。
Why does he insist upon that?
为什么他在这里重要、要提到？
Not to make himself great.
他保罗不是为了让自己觉得比其他的人更显得
更高。But so that they will listen to what he has to say.
而不是因为这样说，别的人就会听他。
This gospel must be heard.
这个福音必须要被听到。
It is from God.
是从神而来的。
And Paul insists upon his authority so that they will hear God's message.
所以保罗提到了他的权力、权柄，所以说要让人听到福音。
It does us good to recognize his authority.
所以对我们来说，我们认定保罗的这个使徒的权利是对我们与我们有益的。
Because we can also take lightly the things that are spoken.
所以我们就会更加容易去接受圣经所提讲到的事情。
Then verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第三节，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
This is the sound of the gospel.
这是福音的声音。
Grace to you.
愿恩惠。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
Nowhere else will you find this.
你在其他地方找不到的。
Grace to you.
这是愿恩惠归于你。
God's love for you.
神爱我们。
God's kindness to you.
神、对我们有恩惠。
God's giving much, much more than you deserve.
神所给我们的远远超过于我们所求的。
This is the mark of the gospel.
这是福音。
And peace.
平安。
Peace before God.
前面的平安。
Peace in the light of God.
这是在神里边的平安。
Peace in the presence of God.
神同在的平安。
That is an extraordinary thing.
是非常重要的事情。
You know, we want peace.
我们都想要平安。
You know,Turn off the television, give me peace.
你打开电视，你跟电视说，你给我平安。
We want that sort of peace.
我们想在生活中想要平安。
But this peace is peace before God.
这是在神面前的平安，圣经讲到的平安。
Peace about my standing before God.
这是在站立在神面前的平安。
This is the peace that enables me to die well.
这个平安以至于我们不怕面对死亡，我们可以。
How will you die?
我们到时候会怎么样去？
You know, do you think of that?
你有没有想过这个死亡的问题？
Do you think of being on your deathbed?
你有没有想过你卧在床上离开的事情？
Your family is gathered around.
你的家人聚集在一起。
The clock is ticking.
那个时间在走动。
They know, and you know, that you don't have long.
你家里人知道，你自己也知道，你在世的时间不长了。
Do you have peace?
你那个时候你有平安吗？
Can you enter eternity boldly?
你能坦然无惧地进入到永生吗？永世吗？
Not a shadow.
没有任何的。
Not a doubt.
没有任何的疑问。
But joy.
但满了喜悦。
And peace.
满了平安。
I know of an old lady.
我认识一个年长的。
She was 95.
妇女，她已经95岁了。
And she was dying.
她时间也不多了。
And her friends were caring for her.
她的朋友在照顾她。
And she said to them that she was very excited.
她就对照顾她朋友说，她非常的兴奋。
Because she was getting ready for the most important day of her life.
因为她已经准备好她人生当中最重要的一天。
The day when she would leave this life and meet her God.
就是那一天，她准备好准备离开这个世界，去与她的神相见。
She'd been a Christian for 5 years.
她成为基督徒五年。
But she knew grace and peace.
她知道恩惠和平安。
Because she knew the gospel.
因为她清楚地明白福音。
Paul says grace and peace to you.
保罗说到愿恩惠平安从神父与我们的主耶稣归于你们。
From Paul?
是从神而来的吗？
No.
不是。
From God our Father.
是从
And our Lord Jesus Christ,
从主耶稣来的
who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever.
基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代，但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。
Now that's just one short sentence.
这是一个非只是很短的一句话。
But see how much Paul has put into that sentence.
你有没有看到主耶稣有没有看到保罗在当中
？Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督
，who gave
给了我们
what
给了我们什么呢
？Law
律法吗
？Rules
规条吗
？Judgment
批判吗？
Teaching?
教导吗
No.
不是
Who gave himself?
而主耶稣把他自己的生命都为我们舍了。
For what?
为了什么呢
For some reward?
是为了一些奖赏吗
No.
不是
For our sins?
是为了我们的罪。
Who gave himself?For our sins,
主耶稣舍己是为了我们的罪。
What a message we have!
这是多么大的信息。
Who would have anticipated this?
谁能有份于这样的一个信息呢
？You know, for hundreds, thousands of years, the Jews had been offering sacrifices.
所以说，在几千年前，犹太人都还在那献祭。
So many different sacrifices.
不同的祭，献不同的祭。
But what did it mean?
那意味着什么呢
？What were all those sacrifices for?
那一些献祭是为了什么呢
？Even God said, "I don't want your sacrifices."
到最后，神都说我不想要再要你们的献祭。
What was it about?
那是关于什么的信息呢
？It was a picture.
这是一幅画。
And what was the picture?
在这幅画里是什么
？It was a picture of the innocent dying for the guilty.
这幅画的内容就是一个无罪的为了罪而舍己。
Who could have imagined that this was a picture, even a prophecy, that was yet to be fulfilled?
谁能想象这幅画到最后是实现的？
And who could have imagined the fulfillment of it?
谁能想象到这一个画中的这一个完成
？He gave himself.
主耶稣为了我们舍己。
The innocent for the guilty.
无罪的代替有罪的。
How innocent?
怎样的一个无罪
？The eternal Son of God.
神的儿子，独生儿子。
The divine, the holy one.
最圣洁的那一位
，The spotless lamb，
没有任何瑕疵的羔羊。
How guilty，
我们是怎样的犯罪呢
？Just look into your own heart，
我们看看我们自己的内心。
Look at what you are capable of，
我们看看我们。
Look at the sin that dwells there，
我们看看我们里边的罪。
What would you be if you were unrestrained？
如果说我们没有东西瑕疵住我们的时候，
Is there,
我们会成为一个什么样的人
Is there any evil that you are not capable of?
我觉得我们是可以是能真的是能犯任何的罪的。
It lies within our own breast.
这个是罪的，我们真的是与生俱来的东西。
He gave himself.
主耶稣为了我们的罪舍己。
For our sins.
为了我们的罪。
That he might deliver us from this present evil age.
所以他才可以救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
How little this is understood.
这一节是多么的重要。
How many people understand the gospel to be, He gave Himself that we might be forgiven?
有多少人明白这段圣经讲到的，他为了我们的罪舍己，然后以至于我们在神面前可以得到赦免。
But it's much more than that.
福音远远多过于这一个。
He gave Himself.
主耶稣为我们舍己
to deliver us from this present evil age,
为了是要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代
according to the will of our God,
照着神的父神的旨意
this deliverance is the eternal purpose of God,
这是神心中的那个目的
this setting us free from this world,
这是救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代
and raising us up,
把我们提起来
to be with him, to know him,
能跟神在一起，能认识他
to even now enter into fellowship with him,
能让我们 能进入与他的交通当中
This is the purpose of the gospel,
这是福音的目的
to deliver us from this world,
去 救我们脱离这个时代
in all of its aspects,
救我们脱离这世界所有的东西
So this is Paul's introduction.
这是保罗对这封在这里的介绍。
And then in verse 6.
在第六节。
Well, let us read verse 6 to verse 10.
让我们读第六节到第十节。
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you to the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you who want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches.Any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
第八节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应该被咒诅。
For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men?For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
第十节，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心？得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Now, Paul's language here is very strong.
所以，保罗在这里用的语气是非常强。
He calls for a curse.On anybody who preaches any other gospel than that which he has preached.
他用了非常强的词咒诅，有若有人传的福音跟他最初所传的不一样，就当被咒诅。
There is no other gospel.
因为已经没有别的福音。
Now we are faced with something here.
我们在里面对一些东西。
You know, if you have a religion,
如果你是有信仰的。
Then you can adapt that religion to your culture.
如果你能接受那信仰，也能融合到你的
if you have a philosophy,
文化当中。
If you have a philosophy, you can modify the philosophy, the teaching.
哲学，如果说你学过哲学，你可以去更变一些哲学，这些东西。
But the gospel is from heaven.
但这个福音是从天上而来的。
We have no right to change anything.
我们没有任何的权利去改变它。
We have to learn what God has done.
我们只能去学习主所已经完成的、做成的。
We have to know what has come from heaven.
我们要明白从天上来的是什么。
We are not free to adapt, to change, to modify.
我们没有任何的权利去更改福音的内容。
And that's why Paul is so strong.
这就为什么保罗在这里用的语气非常的强硬。
But when we keep reading, we see something else.
当我们继续读的时候，我们会发现有不一样的东西。十一节。
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it.But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
十一十二节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
What is he saying?
这里保罗提到的是什么
？Well, he said the gospel is not from man.
保罗讲到福音不是从人来的。
He says I didn't receive it from man.
我不是从别人教导，从人教导来的。
I wasn't taught it.
我也不是被别人所教导的。
So the question is, where does Paul's gospel come from?
所以我们的问题就是，那保罗所传的福音是从哪里来的呢？
He wasn't taught it.
他没有被别人教导。
Well, where did he get it?
那他从哪里来的呢？
What's the answer?
答案是什么？
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
是从主耶稣基督的启示来的。
I don't know how the Chinese, but in English, that could be understood two ways.
不知道中文是怎么样，但在英文当中可能有两种不同的解释。
It could mean that Jesus revealed the gospel to him.
第一种解释就是主耶稣亲自把这个福音向他启示。
Or it could mean, this is what I think it does mean,
也可能是我认为可能是第二个意思。
That he received the gospel by seeing the Lord Jesus.
他就是保罗所接受福音是他亲自见到了主耶稣。
In other words, the revelation, the discovery,of Jesus himself.
所以这个启示就是主耶稣亲自的显现。
In all that he is.
整个显现在保罗面前，启示在保罗面前。
That discovery is how he received the gospel.
这个的显现就是保罗怎么样接受了这个福音的启示。
In other words.
换句话说。
We could say this.
我们也可以这么讲。
The gospel is Jesus Christ.
这个福音就是主耶稣他自己。
The gospel is Jesus Christ.
福音就是主耶稣自己。
Who do we preach?
我们所传讲的是什么？
We preach him.
我们是传讲主耶稣。
We bring him to the world.
我们是把主耶稣传讲给世界。
And we encourage each other in him.
我们就是鼓励每个人在主里边。
He is the gospel.
主耶稣就是这个福音。
He is salvation in all of its fullest sense.
他就是唯一的救恩。
I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗十二节讲到，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的。乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
And now he goes on to explain further.
所以他接下来再继续去解释。
In verse 13.
在十三节。
For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it.
十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
This was Paul, the blasphemer.
这是保罗之前信主之前。
This is Paul who was dragging people out of their houses to have them flogged.
他是怎样的去在 基督徒家中把他们抓起来去逼迫他们。
Because they believed in Jesus.
因为当时的信徒相信主耶稣基督。
And he says, I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous.For the traditions of my fathers.
所以保罗四节讲到，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
So he was a very successful Jew.
他是一个非常成功的犹太人。
He was trained in Jerusalem.
他是在耶路撒冷受的教导。
He was getting top marks.
他是等于说是按照我们现在的通俗话来说，他就是优等生。
He was the most zealous.
他是非常热心的。
He was going to stand for everything Jewish.
他是可以为了犹太的东西去维护犹太律法当中所有的东西。
And if you looked at Paul at that time,
如果你去看当时的保罗
，Well, it wasn't a pretty sight, was it? Wasn't a pretty sight. A man so angry, a man so zealous, a man so,
一个人非常的热心，
a man so fanatical for the Jewish law,
是为了犹太律法非常热心的一个人。
It's amazing to think of Paul like that.
其实我们想象这是一个很特别的。
And then to think this is the man that God chose.
神就是拣选了这样的一个人。
Verse 15.
十五节。
But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace.
然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神。
Paul is saying, even though I was a man like that,
保罗讲到，即使我过往是这样的一个人
，God had His hand on me from the moment of my birth。
然而，神还在当保罗还在母腹当中，就已经把他分别出来，施恩于他。
God set me apart，
把他分别出来。
From my mother's womb，
在母腹当中就已经把保罗分别出来。
And called me through His grace，
又施恩召他。
Now let's read that again, verse 15.
我们再读一下十五节。
But when it pleased God, who set me apart from my mother's womb, and called me through His grace to reveal His Son in me.
十五节和十六节的前半部分。然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
Hear what he said? He said to reveal his son in me.
这里讲到神将他的儿子启示在保罗的心里。
When it pleased God to reveal his son in me.
神将主耶稣启示在保罗里边。
Not simply to me.
不是就是单单向你启示而是在他的里边。
But to reveal his son in me.
在保罗的里边。
That I may preach him among the Gentiles.
所以叫保罗传福音给外邦人。
What is Paul saying?
这里保罗讲到的是什么呢？
He's saying that this experience on the road to Damascus,
这个去大马士革路上的这个经历，
this revelation of the Lord Jesus,
这个主耶稣亲自的启示。
Was not simply an external revelation.
这个不是单单外边看到的一个启示。
But it was an internal revelation.
而是在保罗里边的一个启示。
He revealed his son in me.
在保罗里边，神向他启示。
That I might preach him.
所以，保罗去向外邦人传福音。
Now is this simply Paul?
这就保罗吗？
Is only Paul have this experience?
只有保罗有这样的一个经历吗？
No.
不是。
What Paul is described here, what Paul has described is of course very dramatic.
保罗这里所讲到的是非常一个奇异的。
That vision on the road is very remarkable.
在大马士革路上的一个大光是一个非常一个奇迹。
But the revelation of Jesus Christ is for all of his children.
但是这一个启示是神对他每一个孩子的启示。
If we look in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4,
如果我们看哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians in chapter 4 and verse 6,
林后四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6, For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And then he says, we have this treasure.
我们有这样的一个宝贝。
In earthen vessels.
在我们的里边。
What is the treasure?
这个宝贝是什么？
It is the revelation in the heart.
是在我们里边神的启示。
It is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
这是神吩咐光从黑暗里照出来。
In Genesis chapter 1, let there be light.
在创世纪一章讲到说要有光，神说要有光就有光。
The very first words of God recorded in the scripture.
这是神在圣经里边讲到的第一句话。
Let there be light.
让有光就有光。
And this is the word of the gospel.
这个就是福音的话。
Let there be light.
让吩咐光。
Let there be light in the heart of sinful men.
让光照在我们这个罪人的里边。
Let there be grace and peace in the life of the lost.
让这个光，让这个平安恩惠在丧失人当中。
He has said, "Let there be light."
神说要有光。
The day came in my life.
然后这光就照在我们里边。
When God said, "Let there be light."
当神说要有光。
It wasn't dramatic like Paul.
这不是一个像保罗有这样的一个外边奇妙的经历。
More like a sunrise to me.
对我来说就像一个太阳日出。
But he has shone in our hearts.
这光照在我们的心。
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
是叫我们得知神荣耀的光。
In the face of Jesus Christ.
在主耶在显在基督，显在耶稣基督的面上。
It's in him.
在主里边。
That's where we see the glory of God.
这就是我们所看到神荣耀的光。
Don't you know this is true?
你知道这是真的吗？
Have you shared the gospel with unbelievers?
你有跟没有信主的人去分享这个福音吗？
You talk and talk and talk, and they say, huh?
你有跟他们不断的讲，然后他们最后反应就是
They can't hear. They don't see anything.
他们没有看到什么，他们听不到，他们没有听到，没有看到。
And then you come across a believer.
你到了信主人当中。
And they light up at the mention of the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们就
They are like a light. They
他们
come alive.
他们就像一个灯一样，光一样。在主耶稣的名下。
It's an inner revelation.
这是在我们里边的一个启示。
It's not simply knowledge.
这不是单单一个头脑里边的知识。
This is what separates the believers from the rest.
这是就是把我们从不信的人当中分别出来的。
I can't explain it.
我不能很好的解释。
I can't tell you how it happened.
我不能告诉你这是怎样一个发生。
All I can say is I know.
我所能讲的是我知道。
He is the Lord. He is the truth.
他是主，他是真理。
You know, you might say, "Don't ask me to preach."
你可能跟我说，不要叫我去讲道。
Don't ask me to teach.
不要叫我去教导。
Don't ask me to explain.
不要让我去解释。
But I know.
但是我知道。
He is mine. He is the truth.
神是我的。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章。
Peter has spoken about the time when he saw the Lord glorified on the mountain.
彼得在这里提到了他在变化山上看到主耶稣 变化形象。
And he says in verse 19, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19,
他在 彼得后书一章十九节那里讲到。
And so we have a prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
彼得后书一章十九节，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
The scripture is indeed a light shining in a dark world.
这里讲到晨星，天发亮，晨星出现。
And Peter says, take heed to this word.
保罗讲到
listen to the word of God.
保罗讲到听神的话。
And as you listen,
当你听的时候
this, if your heart is open, this revelation will come.
当你的心打开的时候，神的启示就会进去。
Until the day dawns.
直到
And the morning star rises in
your heart. 直到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现。
Is not this what John was also saying in his gospel?
这也是约翰在他福音在约翰福音书所讲到的。
In John chapter 1,
在约翰一书
and John chapter 1,
约翰
and verse 14,
约翰一书
John chapter 1 verse 14, John's gospel.
在约翰福音一章十四节。
John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14.
一章十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
He says, we beheld his glory.
就是我们见过他的荣光
，full of grace and truth，
就是满了荣耀和真理。
I don't think that he's talking about a vision on the mountain。
我不认为这里讲到是在变化山上所看到的景象
，but a light that shone in their hearts when they beheld him，
而是在他里边所照亮的那个光。
So this is Paul's witness。
这是保罗的见证。
He says。To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
将他的儿子启示在我里边，叫我把他传在外邦人中。
This is a light that for all of us we want to shine more and more in our hearts.
这就是我们要能得到的光，在我们里边越照越亮。
That we also might preach not words, but preach Christ.
以至于我们可以不是单单只是传讲话语，而是把基督传讲出去。
That whether it be to our families, to our neighbors, to the world at large, we preach Christ.
不单单是对我们的家人、对我们的邻居，更是向这个世界还没有认识主的人传讲这个传讲基督、传讲基督的福音。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you that this gospel is one gospel.
主，我们感谢你，这福音只有唯一的一个福音。
And we thank you, Lord, that it is not changed.
主，我们感谢你，这个福音是不能改变，也没有改变。
And we ask, Lord, that you would teach us.
主，我们恳求你教导我们。
We want to know and understand all that you have revealed from heaven.
主，我们是迫切的想要知道和明白你在天上所向我们所启示的。
We want to know the Lord Jesus.
我们要更多的明白。
We want to know the riches of His grace.
我们要更多的明白主你的恩典、你的丰满。
We want to know the peace which passes all understanding.
我们要想明白使徒所经历的那个平安。
Lord, we pray that you would work in us.
主，我们恳求你在我们里边来工作。
And take us further in, take us deeper into.
把我们带入更深的真理当中。
Draw us nearer to yourself.
吸引我们到你的跟前。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贝的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.